you would assume, like, way back at the start of the pandemic in the winter of 2019-2020, there were co-infections that were reported, you know, at the time when it was having high rates in China. China was reporting both COVID-19 as well as influenza. In the United States, during the past winter, because of all the measures that were undertaken, including hand washing, you know, social distancing, and masking, we didn't really see much of influenza during the past season. But that may not be the case this upcoming winter season, because masking is not as, you know, strict as in the past season. So we may see that, and we're getting ready for it. And when there are two infections occurring at the same time, you know, that usually, in general, for infections, more severe compared to a single infection.